So they want to own everything. Our thoughts, as Prince tried to explain, everything. The strong work for the weak. Private, oh, I hate to start this sentence all over again. Forgive. But I don't know how to communicate the sense as well. Private associations are sternly prohibited in spite of the likes and dislikes of different natures, because to tolerate them would be to introduce small communities within the large one, and consequently, private property. The strong work for the weak, although this ought to be left to benevolence and not enforced, advised, or enjoined. The industrious work for the lazy, although this is unjust. The clever work for the foolish, which was my point earlier. They have no creativity, these guys, although this is absurd. And finally, man, casting aside his personality, his spontaneity, his genius, and his affections, humbly annihilates himself at the feet of the majestic and inflexible commune. Did he just not, in the blink of an eye? Because he sees their antecedents, understands from what they are made, cut the whole item, Plato's tribesmen, not needing to piece together anything, set it on our discussion table to contemplate, and the proof of his perspicacity in seeing their unchanging fixity is on view all around us today, as they seek to impose their way on the entire planet. Time to get busy, my sisters and brothers, for something else. Our freedom. Time now for us to play our outro song. And that would be interesting song that I maybe we'll talk about during a future show. It's called Strange But True, and I believe from Rave Unto the Joy Fantastic, in which several times throughout, frequently, I really want to just be able to study this man. I'm frustrated, as you might sense. But frequently throughout his life, because he was surrounded by agents, because he could not, it took a lot for him to get to some real folk. And even then, there's always that lingering doubt. This is one of the ways they torture you if you are targeted by them, the lingering doubt. This is the way they torture us all, in a global sense, because they're always inserting falseness into everything. It's a control tactic. We keep us off guard, not knowing what's true, what's not true, etc., etc. And so in this song, he's sharing a personal experience of needing, as we all do, to reground and remember where we came from, who made us, remember what we are. We are love. That is the strategy, the solution, the goal. Until next week, take care. I love you. Peace.
Okay, let me say this quick before I start to cry. You're the only one that I gave it to, the one I fantasized for, and time away from you has taught me what I should have known. The soul I'm trying to feel with another, yeah, it's grown, and I got your package. But when I tried to write you back, I bailed. See, trying to express the future, sometimes language fails. And over this time, I've learned my life force has increased by knowing you. Every door that closes, another one opens. Strange, but true. Strange but true. No regrets because I forget the unfamiliar faces. Those petty lies and alibis, just gold diggers chasing dreams of sovereignty. They tried to come between you and me. A curse therein set forth a chain of events that only freed me. I remember where I was and who I am, the only prince that will ever rule this holy land. All understand and all stand under this affirmation now, by the power invested in me by God. All negativity dies. Strength. strange but true. Let's see what you can do. You may have lost me, but I found myself. Who love me without condition, this is my wealth. And with these words, I will win. Repeat them over and over again. All understand and all stand under this affirmation now. By the power invested in me by God, all negativity bows. All negativity bows. All negativity bows. Strange but true, let's see what you can do. Strange but true.